Hello, sir. Yes, it's really good to see you too. You are looking very healthy, which is what I'd like to see. So today is your annual physical exam, ready for the big day, Christmas Eve. And it doesn't seem like yesterday that you were in for your last physical exam. How time flies. So, if it's all right by you, let's jump right in. Can I get you to confirm your full name, please? Your English one. Yes. Your date of birth. You don't look a day over 50. And do you consent to me carrying out this examination today? Perfect. So before we get to the actual physical bit, I just need to ask a couple of little questions just to double check that your medical history is the same as last year. Are you taking any new medications, any new over-the-counter supplements, anything like that? No? Okay. Now, I see that you actually went for that endoscopy, yes, after our last visit, and they've prescribed you 30 milligrams of lansoprazole. Now, how are you getting along with that? Does it seem to have cured your ailments? Wonderful, that's great. So we'll keep an eye on it just in case. Any pain or discomfort that you are experiencing right now? Okay. I see here that you went for the consultation for your knees. That's right. And they've recommended replacements in the next 100 years. That's fine. I see that they've also been making you a special knee brace as well, when you jump down the chimneys. Although I've noticed that a lot of people don't have chimneys now, so hopefully that'll be a little bit better on the old knees, yes. Any recent new heart disease in the family? Or cancer, glaucoma, high blood pressure? Okay, perfect. Any minor or major surgery in the past year? That's good. But I see that you had a visit to the ER this year as well. What was that for? You set your beard on fire? How did you manage that? Okay, I won't ask. Any other illnesses this past year? I see you've had your flu jab nice and early, well done. But no illnesses. Good. Diet all the same, you're still a vegetarian. Great. And your consumption of alcohol since the last visit? How's that formula working out for you? Okay. So if you're feeling a little bit tipsy still, I will just have to get my technicians to tweak the formula. Well, what they say is that a few drops completely eradicates the alcohol content from the drinks left out by the children and the parents. But if you're feeling that there's still a slight bit of alcohol there, then I'll just get it tweaked. Maybe it's the dosage per volume. But I'll get my technicians to look into that. We don't want you drink driving, do we? So just make a note here. And you've still stopped smoking. No relapses or anything like that. Good. I'm very proud of you. Exercise-wise, are you still keeping up with your winter swimming? Great. Oh, and Mrs. Claus has dragged you along to Zumba. Well, do you enjoy it? Well, that's brilliant to hear. At least you can both do something together in your free time whilst getting healthy at the same time. Oh, Mrs. Claus is due her physical in a month's time. Would you just remind her? Yeah, she's got it on her calendar. I love her organisation. And stress levels, how are they doing? Yes, it's been a very stressful year this year, but okay, that's perfect. Meditation, guided relaxation, that's all perfect. And if you're doing it on a daily basis, that's even better. So well done, you. Now, I see here that you've had a couple of counselling sessions. Right, I understand. Yes, it's very difficult to come to terms with the fact that children start not to believe in you as they get older, and it does hurt on a spiritual level when their belief in you goes. But you're doing the right thing, you're talking to someone about it, opening up how you feel about it, because at the end of the day, these external factors are out of our control, right? So it's how we deal with them inside our hearts, inside our minds. It's how we move forward and how we have a positive outlook on life. So you're doing the right thing. And are you feeling a lot better from these sessions? That's good. Well, keep at it. It's not an overnight recovery, but if you keep going to the sessions, then you'll have the coping mechanisms that you need to deal with issues that arise. All right. So that comes to the end of our questions, and we'll jump right into the physical. So I'd like to listen to your heart first of all. It's wonderful, your heart is perfectly healthy. So now I'd like to listen to your lungs. Just breathe normally for me to start with, and then I'll guide you to take some nice deep breaths in and out. Okay? So just breathe normally. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, in and out. Wonderful. Lungs are healthy, normal. Okay, so your height's still the same, and your weight. Did you weigh yourself this morning? Perfect. What did you weigh? Okay. All right. Well, if you just pop on the scales just behind you, I can corroborate that. Sometimes our bathroom scales can be quite inaccurate. Yes. Your scales are perfect. That's exactly what those scales say. All right. So I would just like to measure your waist now. You look decidedly trimmer than our last visit. That exercise in Zumba must be paying off. Let's have a look there. It appears you've lost an inch from your waist. Congratulations. Yes, that's very good. So, perfect. So now I'd like to take your blood pressure. Yes, any harm with this one? Okay. Is that feeling okay? Yes, it will get very tight. So, let's have a look here. Right. The pressure is normal. Take this off here. Good. Blood pressure. All right. So now I'm just going to take a look at your hair, skin and nails, just to see if everything is okay. Ground your face first of all. Your rosacea is a little bit bad on your cheeks, but if it's not a problem for you aesthetically, then that's okay with me. Your hair is lovely and white still. Have you noticed any additional hair fall? That's good. Well, you have a wonderful head of hair for someone of your age. And a beard too. Lovely and healthy. Now, can I have a look at your hands? Okay. Any problems with your nails? Any dry skin? All right, that's fine. Thank you very much. It's all healthy. And you're okay with your rosacea? Okay. Great. So now I'd like to have a look at your eyes. So, if you just look straight at me, don't move your eyes, and I'm just going to be shining the light in your eyes here. Good. 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 And now, if you can just follow the tip of the light. Keep your head straight at me. Just follow with your eyes. Good. 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 Wonderful. Now, if you just follow the tip of my finger. Good. Follow it again. Good. Perfect. When was your last visual sight test? Okay. So you're due for another one. That's fine. Going to be taking a closer look in your eyes now. Good. Great. Wonderful. Right. And the last thing, I'd just like you to identify how many fingers I'm holding up. Yes. Just keep your eyes straight and just tell me. Good. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Well done. So yes, sight test. You're due another one. And you're still wearing glasses. You haven't caved and gone to contact lenses yet. No, I suppose spectacles are part of your look. All right. So now we are going to move on to your ears. I'm going to take a little look inside your ears. Test your hearing. When was the last time you had a hearing test? A long while ago. Okay. Well, that's okay. We can book you in for another one. Unless you feel that your hearing is perfectly fine. When Mrs. Claus nags at you, you get deaf. I know that. Selective hearing, I think that's called. Alright. So I'm going to take a little look inside this ear. And on the other side here. Yep. Very nice. Yeah. You keep your ears very clean. Well done. I see no signs of infections, otitis externa, nothing like that. Everything is perfectly normal and healthy. So, all good. So, in replacement to a full hearing test, we're going to do just a superficial whisper test now. I'm going to whisper from this distance, and then I'll whisper closer to you. So, I just want you to repeat back the word that I say, okay? Christmas. Candy cane. Come closer. So I'm just going to pop on some gloves now. We're going to have a look at your nose and your throat. Have you had any seasonal allergies this year? A little bit of hay fever. Okay. That's fine. So if you can just tilt your head back for me, I'm going to have a look just up your nose here. Now with the acid reflux, did you get quite a sore throat with that? Okay, and has that kind of gone now? Right, and if you could just open your mouth and say ah, that's fine. And the soreness from the reflux has got a lot better. Okay, good. When was the last visit to your dentist? Good, that's very good. With all the candy that you eat, it's good to get more frequent visits to the dentist and the hygienist. And I can see that. You just give me a nice smile. Your teeth are lovely and healthy. Just bite down for me. Any pain in the jawbone at all? All right. That's fine. And open your mouth really wide. Good. Good. And relax. Just frown for me. Good. Squint your eyes. And open them really wide. Scrunch them up. Close them really tight. Open them really wide. Good. Puff out your cheeks. And relax. And stick out your tongue. Alright. Perfect. Yes, you can relax. Okay. Let's put these on in the morning. Okay. So that's all good. We did this. Okay. So I'm just going to quickly feel your thyroid here, just to see if there's any swelling, anything untoward there. Just swallow for me. Good. Any pain? No. Okay. Good. And we're going to do the same sort of thing, but on your stomach here. Just pressing on your stomach. Just tell me if there's any pain or discomfort here. Any bloating? All your stools and bowel movements, all good. Great. Food intolerances? Good. So now we come on to the last couple of tests, and if I could ask you to squeeze my hand as hard as you can. That's great. And the other hand. Yes, that's perfect. It's all good. Okay. So your blood tests from last time all came back perfect, like you know. And I'd like you just to have another blood test in the next couple of weeks. It doesn't have to be before Christmas Eve because I know how busy you are, but maybe in the new year would be fine. We just want to do a full blood count and check all of your blood for pretty much everything, just to give you a full clean bill of health. Okay, so that is the end of our physical examination. I can say with confidence you are perfectly healthy and absolutely fine for Christmas Eve. Are you nervous at all? Oh, well, it's good to hear, and it's been lovely to see you as always. I'm looking so forward to Christmas this year, and I wonder what Santa will get me.